Well, okay, so you said you guys dogged him today. Without a pass,
the dog
without any O-line. Did the defense get the best of the offense, especially in that goal line?
Definitely. I think so. I think we're progressing. Of course, it's going to be hard for them, though. I'd say it's a little bit unfair because they're putting a new system in, really, in the red zone, and we're running pretty much the same. So we kind of got to jump on them right there.
You were named the Denver Athletic Club's
Athlete
of the Year. What does that
honor mean to you? It means a lot. It's something that I didn't even expect to get. I was just out here playing ball, just trying to do what I can in the community, everything out here, and just be a leader. And bam, I get a phone call, I won this award. So I'm just thankful. It's a lot of prestigious names that has won it, and I'm just thankful to be able to have my name called.
Chris, what do you see from the quarterbacks?
I think they're getting comfortable. I think it's going to be a long battle, I think. I don't think it's going to be figured out over OTAs or even a couple weeks in training camp. I think this might last to the very end, because I think Paxton's progressed and Trevor's still playing at a high level. So it's great competition.
Looking at a Joe Woods defense, what can people expect? What do you want to see from it?
What can they expect?
Yeah,
we're still gonna bring the heat, man. Still play man. We got a little wrinkles that we can try to confuse the quarterbacks with, make them think, but at the end of the day, we got our bread and butter, man. It's going to lock up, send five, and make the quarterback get the ball in his hands.
Emmanuel was complaining about the lack of energy. Do you agree with that? And if so, is that an issue at this particular point?
That's probably something on the offensive side. I don't think we ever lack energy on our side, but we got too many guys that's got a lot of energy, but today I could say today is that day where they needed somebody to pick them up and really step out and give them that energy. Somebody make that real play, and that's what they're looking for on that side of the ball.
What do you think of some of the young guys competing to replace Kayvon as the number four, Tarian,
yeah,
even Langland as well?
Oh, I think they've come along well, man. I'm liking the undrafted guys that we picked up. I feel like they're coming in, they're playing pretty well. Langley's looking good. He's as great. He's very physical. He's playing technique. He just continues to learn the system. And Doss, he's just a ball hog. Doss is always around the ball. And he might get beat, but he might still come out with two PBUs and a pick or something like that. So it's a win-lose with Doss. But I like the Dante Barnett. I think he's an undrafted safety that he's caught my attention. He's very smooth. He's getting around to the ball, and he's learning the defense pretty fast. So he would be my undrafted sleeper.
Boy, you're talking about a K-State guy there. Does it trip off the tongue?
I almost forgot he went to K-State. Oh, man. I might have to take everything I said back.
Have you found in now all these years being here, do you gravitate towards some of these undrafted guys because you were an undrafted guy? At least to talk a little bit in the lunchroom or when you're walking around off the field?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I just try to tell them they got they can't have that many mistakes. They can't come out here and have MEs, and you can't be on the charts with the loafs. Because I remember when I first came in, I wasn't on no loaf charts or no MEs, and that's one of the reasons why I made it is because I knew my margin of error was real slim.
Does it still seem in the quarterbacks, Trevor Moore knows where to go with the ball, Paxton's still learning, picking that
up? I'd say, yeah, he's still progressing, man. He's still learning. But even with Trey, man, this is a new system for both of those guys, so they still tend to make a couple mistakes here and there just because they're not learning the new system. But from what I see from Paxton, man, he's playing with confidence. He's not being timid. He's not second-guessing himself, and that's what you need. You got to have your quarterback that's all the way in, has all the way confidence in what he can do out there. Because they're leading the guys on the offense. They're leading the O-line, the running backs, the receivers. If he doesn't have confidence, they're not going to have confidence in him. So you need that from your leader.
I don't think we've talked to you since that top 100 ranking.
Have y'all not?
I don't think so.
It's funny.
What do you place on things like that?
Man, it's just motivation. It just adds more chip, fuel to the fire. I might be the only first-team All-Pro that didn't make it in the top 50 probably, but I need something like that. I guess just getting all these accolades and awards and things, I guess it's good to have one thing to where it just keeps me motivated and I mean, it's a joke, though.
Do they need a better system? Because you remember they come in December and they have you fill out a sheet and most guys write five names.
I think it was like 10 players. You pick your top 10 guys and then bam, they just come up. I don't know how they do it, man. I'm looking forward to whatever other rankings they come out with.
Anything else, guys? All right, thanks, Chris.
Good. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate y'all, man.